$5,665, Candace Windsor, now known as Candace Kinsler and Christopher Kinsler, seeks a variance from the corner front yard setback requirement for an existing and proposed structure. Sections 115-34, 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the intersection of Robin Hood's Loop and Maid Marian's Retreat Court within the Sherwood Forest North subdivision. The 911 address is 32172 Robin Hood's Loop, Millsboro. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 23, Parcel 498. Applicant is seeking a 2.3-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback for an existing carport. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Candace Kinsler, 32172 Robin Hood's Loop, Millsboro, Delaware.
Christopher Kinsler, 32172 Robin Hood's Loop, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
So tonight we're just asking, we do have a carport that's already there. We're just asking for a variance for 17.3, since our property is a corner lot. So it's kind of a unique where we had to have 30 on each side as well. We are
just to be clear, I think it's a 15 foot from Robin Hood's Loop is what I understand. Is that right, Ms. Norwood?
Yes, I'm checking the plot. I think their recorded plot may indicate the larger area. Just double checking that.
Okay.
Because I was just confused because we go with our address off of Robin Hood's Loop. So I was just looking at the front with what was given on the survey that we have when we bought the home. But we bought the home as is. We are an expanding family, very unexpectedly. So we're looking at enclosing the carport because I do work from home most of the time. And we're just asking for the carport to be turned into an office slash an overflow den of when the baby is born. I'll be working more from home. I do go into the office every now and then, but my boss has kept me at home due to COVID, and I've been having complications with my pregnancy as well right now. So we're just asking for that carport to be enclosed and get that variance approved. Do you have anything?
On our property, we really can't add on to the back because our septic is basically on the right side of the deck right now, so we really can't bump it out too far in the back. And where the living room or the master bedroom is, we also can't bump it out as well. So we're just trying to figure out, you know, the square footage so we can actually have a little bit more room. We do have a shed, but I mean, that's kind of getting taken up. So we really can't put too much stuff out there with the lawnmower and, you know, gas fumes and all that good stuff. We don't have a basement. We don't have an attic. We have a crawl space, and our attic is basically knee high. So we're trying to add a little bit more room on compared to what we have now.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
I did see something about trees also. You said the front yard has trees.
Yes,
because there's no option of us being able to pop forward because there'll just be a lot of trees to remove. And with the HOA, anything over 6 feet of trees that are tall, we'll have to get that approved. So since we already have the structure, we're just really trying to put up 3 walls on the carport. It's just easier and faster that way now that it's hard to find. We had the option of trying to look for another house to move into, but housing market is very low, and what we can afford is not on the market right now. So to take up what we can, we're just trying to utilize the carport as to just an office space.
And we did also have a lot of people stop by and say, you know, because we have that sign in our front yard, and they're like, you know, what are you guys doing? So we do tell our neighbors what we're doing, and we have no complaints yet. Our neighbors all the way around us, they know what we're doing, and they're saying, we don't care, do whatever you want. We should have had it in writing. It would have a little bit more proof. That's just going off of our words, so.
Okay. questions from the board?
Do you have a well?
Yes.
No, we don't.
No,
we have a septic.
You have a septic, but not a well?
Correct.
Yes.
Are there any other items like propane tank, anything else on the property?
No.
Okay. Is the carport on a foundation? How is it constructed?
I actually have a picture of it.
Yeah.
Can you submit it into the record?
Yes, I can submit this to the record. There's actually three pictures.
And just hand it right over here.
It just shows that if we did enclose the carport, there's no obstruction to the roadway. I mean, it's already there, so people, it doesn't, like, you're able to see what we're trying to do.
That was going to be one of the questions I asked next, if there's
no. Yeah, there's no obstructions at all.
No.
And congratulations on your baby, by the way.
Thank you.
Hopefully it's a boy.
No, it's a girl.
We'll find out Saturday.
Mothers know best.
And we also have an 8-year-old in the house as well, so we'll have two girls probably. So just trying to add a little bit more room.
Because the third bedroom that we would turn into the nursery is an office. So since I do work from home most of the time, that third office, I got to give up for the nursery. So I would have nowhere to put the office anyways. I can't, with all the files, and I try to keep it locked behind locked cabinets and locked doors and stuff. So the carport would help utilize that as well.
Got a couple questions, Mr. Chairman, while waiting. The Robin's Hood Loop, how far is that carport from the edge of paving of the roadway? Do we know?
It's 12.7 feet.
Is that just from the property line, or does the road go right up to your property line?
The road goes right up to, from what the boundary survey that we had done, it looks like the road goes right up to, like, our driveway, and how they structured it, well, how they drew north. It just says 12.7 feet from.
Well, I ask that just because when I look at the aerial there, it does appear that there's perhaps a gap between the road and the edge of paving. I didn't know if you had measured that or if you knew how close the structure was currently to the road.
Well, it looks, because the trees are blocking the aerial view, so I think it's kind of hard to see, but there is like a drainage ditch kind of between the carport edge to the road.
Is the drainage ditch, do you know, on your property, or is that HOA land?
I think that's HOA.
It's HOA.
So about how far, how much is that, how wide is that drainage ditch, do you know?
Not really that big.
If I had a guesstimate, it would probably be like 5 to 6 feet.
Okay. So it's safe to say that the carport would be greater than 15 feet from the road, from the actual pavement of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the things that I did want to know was, currently, do you park vehicles in the carport?
I do have two vehicles. One of them is parked there, but he has another driveway on the side that he parks his one truck to, since we do have three vehicles.
So there's, if you turn that into this office den, you know, extra space for you, it's not going to affect your ability to park your cars on the property?
No, sir.
All right. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Other questions from the board?
You want me to clarify the setback?
Yes, please.
Not sure how well it's going to be clarified, but the recorded plot from 1978 did indicate, as the survey shows, the 30-foot requirement from Robin Hood's Loop all the way around to Maid Marian's Retreat. Our paper maps that we would take a lot of information from indicated 30 feet from Maid Marian's and 15 foot from Robin Hood. And then the carport was built in 1999. The county issued a CO for it in 2001. And on that permit, it didn't refer to a corner at all. It just had to be 10 feet from the side property line. There's been a lot of
so some uncertainty there.
A lot of uncertainty on that lot, it looks
like. I believe we advertised this, Ms. Norwood, as a corner front yard.
Correct.
So that would seem to me to indicate that for purposes of this, and I believe the notes that we have on the there were some planning and zoning notes, was that Maid Marian's Retreat would be considered the front and Robin Hood's Loop would be considered the corner front. So I guess for purposes of that, if the board was comfortable with that, we could go with that.
Hearing that, I have one more question. When did you buy the property?
July 3rd, 2017.
Other questions? Is there anyone present that is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
Is there anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application? Please dial 5-star.
Thank you. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12665 for Candace and Christopher Kinsler for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions due to being a corner lot with two front yards and in an unusual shape. Due to such physical conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12665 has been approved.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.